Hey, let's do a chart review. Chart review, patient seen by Dr. Hemeke, H-A-M-M-E-K-E, on 8/23/24 at 8:27, 18:27 at Porter Emergency Hospital. Patient is a 7-year-old young man, date of birth 2/24/2000, 7-year-old young lady, 2/24/2017, who comes in at 18:27 with chief complaint of vomiting and dizziness, period. The receptionist date time was 18:27 when patient checked in. The nursing triage time is 18:33, where she documented a pulse of 146, tempo of 99.3, room air O2 sats of 93%. By 18:40, the patient was seen by Dr. Hemeke. This is a new paragraph, who at that time ordered the following medication, lab, and treatment. By 1846, she ordered CBC with differential, CMP, urinalysis, a two-view chest x-ray, Heplox, solumedrol, 60 milligram, Duoneb every 30 minutes times 2, normal saline at 20 cc per kilogram, IV bolus, then 75 cc per hour, Tylenol, and then Motrin, 10 milligram per kilogram, Motrin 200 milligram PL. Then she also ordered flu A, B, strep, RSV, and COVID swabs. Period. The patient did receive these treatments as per nursing documentation. Patient did improve. O2SAT came up. She did respond to the treatment, IV fluids, as well as Duoneb every 30 minutes times 2. She did spike attempt to 101 later on. At that time, blood cultures were obtained. This was at 1915, period. At 1925, patient complained of nausea. Zofran 4 milligram IV was given, along with an order for a patient to get ready to be transferred to Woodlands, Texas Children's Hospital, period. New paragraph on 1945. Dr. Hemeke wrote an order for magnesium, 1200 milligram IV times 1, another Duoneb treatment every 20 minutes times 2, and then change in x-ray to portable, and to continue with the IV fluid at 75 cc's an hour. Period. Review of the nursing notes in the paragraph shows that every order was carried out except for the magnesium. The nurse indicates that additional notes at 2051. Indicates that magnesium was not given, waiting on MD to verify order. At 2110, at 2108, the EMS was at bedside. The MD was notified that the magnesium was not given. At that time, Dr. Hemeke rewrote the order and for EMS to give that in the en route to Texas Children. The order was written by Dr. Hemeke at 2105, states, magnesium, 40 milligram per kilogram. Patient weighs 30 kilograms, so it's a 1,200 milligram magnesium sulfate to be given. period. New paragraph, as far as the x-ray and the blood work finding, patient had a leukocytosis, left shift, peribronchial cuffing. Apparently there has been a lot of asthma in the family, although this particular child has not had any issues. Other siblings have had issues with reactive airway disease and asthma in the family, and this was clarified later on in the notes. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Hemeke reported the omission of the magnesium order to the medical director, and for this reason, we're conducting this chart review at this time. Period. Conclusion. It's clear that the magnesium order was totally missed by the nurse. The protocol in the emergency room is quite clear regarding magnesium, IV magnesium administration. Dr. Hemeke was very clear in her orders as far as how much magnesium to be given. And the nurse simply omitted this order. The notes regarding waiting for MD verification is superfluous. This should have been brought to the MD. If there was any question, she should have brought this to MD's attention right away. And B, it's the opinion of this examiner that order was simply missed, given the number of orders that was written at the time. The MD had no other role in clarifying the order, and the magnesium order was clearly overlooked by the nursing staff in the emergency room. This concludes this chart review regarding the magnesium omission of the magnesium administration for this young lady in the emergency room at Porter Hospital. Thank you.